We are back. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Glenn Mack now, my trusty sidekick on Tuesdays and Thursdays here for Eagles 360. Last week, Glenn offered his bold predictions looking ahead toward the entire 2016 season. Today, for the first time, we are going to do it on a game-by-game basis. I enjoy it because I think Glenn's wrong most of the time, but we sure have a lot of fun doing it.
Bold. That's the point.
Eagles and the Bears. What do you got?
Here you got number one. You're going to like most of these. Number one, Nelson Agholor had a very good opener, 4 catches, 64 yards. Maybe discovered himself. Maybe found something with the quarterback. I think he's going to have a bigger game. 5 catches, 100 yards, Dave, and let's put him down for another touchdown. That 1-2 move he put on that 35-yard touchdown pass was really impressive. He's got the speed. I think he needs the confidence. Maybe we saw some of that. And that was Joe Hayden he beat. Yeah. That was no bum he beat for that touchdown. That was an all-pro defensive back.
And I think your key word there was confidence.
Yep.
And that kind of game and that kind of catch and that big play at that moment really can help a young player like Nelson Agholor, who, let's face it, struggled so much in the preseason. A lot of fans wondering about Agholor and his role on his football team. Will Nelson bounce back with game number one? The key to a really good player, though, in the NFL is doing it on a week-by-week basis. So up next for Nelson, the Chicago Bears secondary, which we'll find out, is not all that strong.
Is not all that strong. No. All right, here you go. Number two. You know the Bears are going to try to pressure Wentz a lot. He's a rookie quarterback. They're going to try to send people at him from all angles. He doesn't have, Zach Ertz, as we discussed. He's going to be looking for a safety valve. Maybe this week it's Darren Sproles. Sproles had kind of a mixed game last week. Was good on the punt returns. Blocked really well in pass coverage, but he dropped a few passes. He rushed 5 times for 12 yards. I think he's going to have a big game, and part of it is this. One of the Bears linebackers is a gentleman named Jarrell Freeman. He used to play for the Colts.
Yes.
You remember the Monday night game
a couple of years ago? Of course.
7 catches, 152 yards that night for Darren Sproles, mostly against Gerald Freeman. If the Eagles can match him up, that's a very favorable matchup. I see Sproles' stats rebounding this week for a good week.
And I agree with you on that, Glenn. And I think this week is a telling game for Doug Peterson and for Frank Reich. As you mix up your game plan, as you find favorable matchups, and you possibly don't have Zach Ertz, well, who do you turn to? Darren Sproles may have had his worst game as an Eagle from the line of scrimmage on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. That's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. I'm with you. I think the role increases for Sproles this week.
A guy who likes to disagree with my predictions. You're kind of signing right up.
These are easy.
Shake, check.
Yeah.
Number three. Sack day, baby.
Okay.
It's going to be sack day. Chicago Bears gave up 5 sacks last week to Houston. Houston's got a nice defensive line, but they gave up 5 sacks. The Bears' middle of the line looks pretty good. Their tackles are very weak. 3 sacks or more from the Eagles' defensive ends this week. I told you one of my bold predictions to start the season is you're going to get a combination of a minimum of 30 from the defensive ends this year. You got 2 week 1. I'm off to a good start.
You are.
They're off to a good start.
Yeah, and
I'm just watching it.
And now
I think they'll have 3 this week.
Yeah, and I think the flow of the game will dictate that. The Bears obviously don't want Jay Cutler in trouble. They know that he can be a turnover machine when he is pressured. The Eagles know that they have to pressure because the secondary faces a really difficult matchup. Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White and Eddie Royal. And if Cutler has time to throw the football, could be really tough for the Eagles in the secondary. So I agree with you in the sense of a lot of pressures. I just think that, I think the edict for Cutler this week is to get rid of the football and avoid the sacks.
Yeah, well, he got hit 13 times last week.
He doesn't want to get hit 13 times on Monday night.
Good luck with
that. But good stuff, Glenn.
There you
have
it.
Bold predictions from Glenn Macnow. We'll do it every Thursday here on Eagles 360. We've got a lot more to get to here on Eagles 360. Up next, a look at the Chicago Bears behind enemy lines. They're the enemies. It's going to be a beautiful night for football at Soldier Field. Let's get a preview when we return to Eagles 360.